I'm Kevin Price. You're listening to The Price of Business on the Biz Talk Radio Network. We've got a lot to talk about on today's program. Really excited to be able to spend some time on with our guest, Christian Marcoli, and he is an author, and I'm really excited to talk about his book, and which is The Melting Point, How to Stay Cool and Sustain World-Class Business Performance. Christian, he comes to us, by the way, from Switzerland, and glad to have you on the program. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Christian, give us kind of a panoramic background of yourself and your business experience.
You know, I have almost two careers. One was as a professional athlete, where I was playing soccer here professionally in Europe. And then I had, severe injuries and I had to rethink my game plan. And what I did is I focused on, delivering high performance in various fields. Of course, I started with sports and I did a lot of work with professional athletes. You know, I used to coach Roger Federer when he was young. So that was amazing. And then the whole thing went into corporations and business. And I now work mostly with CEOs, leaders, and, people who really have to deliver in high-pressure environments for corporations.
Tell us a little bit about your book and kind of give us the elevator speech for that.
Well, the book, I'm really happy how it came together because what I'm trying to explain to the reader is that moment that we all know we have when everything seems to be too much. And we can't make rational decisions anymore. We can't make the right calls anymore. The moment when we lose our cool, and that's the center of the book.
And talk about how you decided to focus on that. What did you see in your business and personal life that led to this idea?
Well, we all know leaders that have misbehaved. And that when I say misbehaved, I don't mean misconduct or like the really bad stuff. I mean those micro moments of leadership when we start to be loud when we shouldn't, when we have a dysfunctional conversation with our people simply because we feel so much under pressure and simply because we feel there's so much that we need to cover. And it adds up to that heat that doesn't allow us to be sharp and cool and decisive anymore. And that is the center of the book, and I worked out a couple of tips on how people can stay cool under pressure and really deliver world-class business performance.
Yeah, so real quickly, give us the five. Give us the five things that you would recommend. Talk about all five real quick, and then let's try to focus on a couple specifically based on our time.
Good. I mean, I could share many more, but I make a selection of five. One major one I see very busy business leaders have is to create space for making progress on the most strategic things that they should focus on because there's so much to do. I find people don't have time anymore to really make progress, and that adds up to their experience, which is not good, which basically mean I work like 12, 14, 16 hours every day, but I'm not making progress on where I should make progress. So I recommend a very clear ritual where you at least twice a day carve out 40 minutes focus time and you prioritize the most important things. So you have 18 minutes net time where you can make progress on something strategic, which results in not only making progress on the topic, but also in the experience when you, at the end of the day, leave the office, that you had a good day.
Very good. What is another one?
Good. Another one that I recommend leaders do is really manage their energy strategically, with the goal that when you leave the office at the end of the day, you still have about 30% of your energy left in your tank. And there's various reasons for that, right? One is you may have your most important phone call just about when you're about to leave the office. And the other thing is that I want, leaders also to have is a good life outside work, which requires a certain amount of energy. So I write in the book about strategic nutrition. I write about strategic breaks. I write about strategic sleep, actually. So a good night's sleep is so important for people on a regular basis. And I really give clear recommendations how they should structure their days around that.
So it's all about balance. What's another good one for us?
Good. Another good one I find when people are really busy is that they focus their interactions most often with people that they kind of do their day-to-day jobs or they have to get things done. My recommendations is you should have a list of people that are highly inspirational for you, that every month you have at least one meeting with people who inspire you, who give you new insights, new inputs. So for yourself, you're not only feeling you're getting a working machine, but you can personally grow and develop on another level too.
Yeah, very good, very good. And how about another one? That's good. These are very practical. I can see as you're talking how I'll be applying them to my own business life. Give us another one.
Yeah, good. Another one that I highly recommend, Kevin, is that you keep all your devices out of your bedroom. I find most people, most leaders and CEOs I work with, they carry their, I don't know, their phones with them or their tablets with them. And some of them tell me that, yeah, they have their alarm clock on it, but basically what they do is when they wake up and they have a bad night's sleep, they start to check in emails in the middle of the night, which basically destroys the whole thinking around energy management and having a good night's sleep. So my recommendation is clearly take a break and disconnect by putting all your devices outside your bedroom.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. My wife, I keep the phone in my room till like 8 o'clock or so, and then I get it out. You know, I have to have a couple of hours of detachment. But my wife, she keeps it right there. She uses the alarm clock argument, and then about 3 o'clock in the morning, I'll see a light glow in the room that somehow wakes me up. You know, I'm not even doing it, but it's probably her stirring to get her phone, and sure enough, she's checking her email because someone in Africa probably texted her. I don't know, but it's a really bizarre deal. Or she'll be looking at shoes. Likes to look at shoes. Anyway, I'm totally with you on that. The phone has to go. She's, her phone, her shoe obsession has to go. I don't know.
Well, the other thing about tablets and phones is that the blue light, Kevin, the blue light stops the melatonin production. So when you look at like screens, it really doesn't help for having a good sleep. So that's another argument for not looking at it when you decide this is now sleeping time. So keep it out of the bedroom as an overall recommendation is really good.
Yeah, actually, I've read that the light, the type of light on a phone, literally tells your message, gives your brain a message, you're waking up now, we're done sleeping. And when that happens, good luck.
Yeah, especially when 3 o'clock in the morning, right?
Right, exactly. So she gets up early anyway, but that's even early for her. So, she's one of these not enough sleep for 2 weeks and then sleeps for 14-hour types. So not quite that much, but yeah, I got a feeling that doesn't work. Me, on the other hand, I had sleep issues for years and made a priority to try to work on those. So I get at least 7 hours. Usually 8 hours every night. It's like one of my biggest priorities because I can tell you, it really undermines your health, mental, physical, the whole nine yards. And if you don't have those working for you, good luck making your business work for you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, so tell me, we got about a minute left. Tell me a little bit about how the role of sports is played in the, in your concepts, your suggestions, et cetera.
Well, the world of sports is a great world for us because we can actually look at those moments live, right? We rarely see CEOs in action live unless they have like public speaking. But in sports, it's great that you see those live. I mean, if you're a tennis fan, for example, watch now Wimbledon and you see the meltdowns on a regular basis. And the top stars, they have developed their cool factor so high that it's almost impossible to beat them on a regular basis, for sure. So that is something I always recommend high performers watch, in this case now, watch tennis and watch Wimbledon, and you're going to see how those stars react to very hot and difficult situations.
Yeah, and in addition to that, you know what's great about sports? Getting in sports, getting encouraging your kids to get in sports teaches them about winning and losing. Yeah. And if they learn about winning and losing only from a classroom, they learn F is bad and A is good. And failure is all of a sudden a very terrible thing. And actually, failure is really required to become truly successful, in my opinion. So I love sports. Christian Marcoli, he's been our guest. Really appreciate you being on. We got seconds, literally seconds. I guess the best way would be to look online, The Melting Point, How to Stay Cool and Sustain World-Class Business Performance. Is that right, Christian?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Thank you so much for being with
Thank
us.
Thank you, Kevin.
You bet. Do you want to remind the listener the show continues 24/7 at priceofbusiness.com, where we got great audio, video, articles, and so much more. While there, make sure you like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay tuned for more after this.